This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Go get that crown. Now give me that.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it. I know it. We all know it. It does not matter who the host is. What always has mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today's Freedom Wednesday. Whip 'em out Wednesday. Yeah, September the 18th of 2024. Day 262 of the year, and only 104 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Yes, 24/7 RadioBig.fm. What we do, where we hang, sometimes where we bang, that's for sure, as we do all of the stuff. Anyway, so how's the last 24 hours been for you? Well, if you're a rap mogul, probably not that great, but we'll talk about that as we get into it here in just a tiny bit. So what else is going on? So let me tell you something. If you're not familiar with what we do, our show is based on safety in the news, news and safety. That's kind of what we talk about. And then we can bring in some professional broadcasters. They broadcast to their heart's desires. And then we go from there. That's how it works. That's how it goes. Yeah, so there you go. Oh, yeah, by the way, thanks for the people that caught it yesterday. Yeah, that thing behind me. Yeah, that's a new addition to the studio, just in case for the people that were wondering. Yeah. If you're familiar with Danzig and Lucifuge, you got it. How the gods kill. We'll talk about that later. Not a biggie. So if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. Easiest way to do so. It will get you into a video or a text messaging or, an audio message if you want to interact that way. I know some people say it's so much easier to do it on social media, but I don't pay attention to any of that shit until afterwards. And when I say pay attention, I should probably tread extremely lightly in regards to what I say there. And for the people that reached out and said that they liked the Conklin episode yesterday on Safety FM with Jay Allen, which is Todd's new book review. I mean, we were talking about Todd's new book and reviewing it. Yeah, it was something I felt like it needed to be done. Just to give you conceptually what it is. A new approach to old problems. That's the name of the book. So just a little FYI action. So there you go. Anyway, so let's do this. Let's start talking right away about what the hell was trending, because I think you're going to want to know that, because why wouldn't you? I mean, you're here, right? So let's trend away.
Here is what was trending. Rated R, Safety Show.
Right, somebody move this. It's way too far away from me. I don't have the general reach that I normally have, or something else is going on. Okay, so let's talk about new details about the Titan submersible disaster and a new study on coffee habits. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. And it's all about Diddy's indictment as we get into the showbiz aspect. Also, Netflix monster series will focus on Ed Gein for season 3. And Nikki Haley gets her own podcast. Yeah, Nikki Haley. Just in case. And we'll talk about that as we get into casting calls. And also, Prince Harry gets a financial boost. Just a little information for you as we go. So as we do our thing, we have some professional broadcasters that are waiting in the wings that want to talk to us. They want to hang with us. They want to bang with us. They want to do all the fun stuff that we get to do. So if you're ready, I'm ready, and I'll get to do it with you right now as we get to talk a little bit about everything that's going on. So let's go ahead and get you into the news right now, because I think it's a good time to do so.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel's declining to comment on claims it was behind an attack in Lebanon which saw handheld pagers used by the armed group Hezbollah explode. At least 9 people were killed and nearly 3,000 injured on Tuesday. It appears to have been a sophisticated remote attack targeting militant group Hezbollah, which is vowing retribution against Israel. Former CIA officer Christopher Burgess says the possibility of infiltrating pagers has always existed.
In my view, the supply chain got penetrated. Software may have been adulterated, designed to malfunction, causing the battery failure. How does this affect the use of our phones and pagers is a good question, right? So how secure are the supply chains? That's what Hezbollah is going to be asking themselves today, as well as other government entities around the world. How secure are your supply chains? Are you purchasing electronic devices in identifiable bulk?
Officials have ordered a partial evacuation in Russia's Tver region after a major Ukrainian drone attack caused a large fire. Unconfirmed reports suggest Ukraine hit a weapons depot in the area. Indian-administered Jammu and Kashmir is holding the first of 3 phases of elections. Voters have been queuing up to elect members to the state's legislature in the first local election in the region in a decade. It's also the first election since India's only Muslim-majority province was stripped of its autonomy and special rights in 2019, in a move the Indian government said was necessary to curb unrest. Ishan Garg reports from Kashmir.
They want local representatives to be those voices who can project their concerns to the outside world as well, because we would remember that this is the first election Kashmir is having in the past 10 years. And for the past 5 years, since this region was placed under direct control of the federal government, they have not had any local leaders. So things all the way from civic issues like fixing a pothole or fixing a street lamp, they have not been heard. In terms of concerns regarding security, we are not hearing about any immediate or any planned threats. But of course, Kashmir is one of the most militarized regions in the world, and there's always a threat about potential attacks, and which is why you will see a lot of security around here.
Senate Republicans have blocked a bill that would offer new protections for in vitro fertilization. It's the second time Democrats have tried and failed to get the measure passed. Tony Waterman reports.
2 Republicans voted in favor of the bill, but it still came up 9 votes short of passing. Republicans have largely dismissed the measure as a political stunt by Democrats just weeks ahead of the presidential election, where reproductive rights are a central issue. The bill would provide federal protections for IVF and require insurance to cover the cost. Both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump say they support IVF.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A group of senior U.S. officials is traveling to Beijing this week for a round of high-level meetings to raise concerns over China's manufacturing overcapacity. The planned meetings are the 5th gathering of an economic working group formed by both governments last year to enhance communication at a time of heightened competition between the world's 2 largest economies. Laura Westbrook reports.
American officials led by Treasury Department's Undersecretary Jay Shambo will lay out concerns about China's economic trajectory, building on warnings by U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen that China's enormous manufacturing machine has gotten too large for the world to absorb. The fear by Washington and Brussels is that a wave of Chinese exports, often made with the help of state subsidies, could overwhelm their own industries. Beijing has dismissed the warnings, with leader Xi Jinping doubling down on China's export-driven growth model, particularly in key sectors such as electric vehicles. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Social media platform Instagram will automatically make teenagers' accounts private and give parents more control under revamped rules. It's the company's most significant move yet to manage how minors use Instagram as US Congress seeks to impose regulations on the industry. US correspondent Kate Fisher reports.
Meta, the social media platform's parent company, aims to put all teens, including those who may try to lie about their ages, into private accounts which filter out offensive words and limit who can contact them. It will also mute notifications between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. and send reminders urging them to close the app after 60 minutes a day. In July, the U.S. Surgeon General called for the implementation of a tobacco-style warning label for social media apps to raise awareness for their potential mental health risks.
That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
If you have a claim and not sure where to turn, Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the safety pro, the hop nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. but Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio, or I don't know why we're video streaming it, because that seems to be the catcher-etcher in regards to what we're talking about. So anyways, yeah, that's it. You know, 16 minutes past the top of the hour as we're hanging and banging and doing all the stuff that we get to do. So what's going on? I know that this week the National Safety Council is down here in good old Orlando. Yeah, you know, cool, fun stuff. I know some things are going on. I guess I should start talking about this before I forget. Safety Day 2015. Wow. Where's my brain? My Safety Day 2024 is taking place on October the 15th. So yeah. Some events going on here locally. It's normally taking place at the Rosen. So there's several Rosens. ACFS.org for more information. Yeah, it's a local event, $50 in regards to getting in. They give you the lunch, they give you the parking, and of course they give you all of the speeches that go out throughout the whole day. We'll be broadcasting live from there on October the 15th. So we'd love to see you there. Come by, you know, we'll hang out, do our thing. And I always say this, you know, I interview anyone. I have no problem whatsoever in regards to it. If it gets kind of salesy, I kind of ditch. But yeah, I would love to see you there if you want to come and hang out in Orlando. You know, October the 15th, we're still in the middle of hurricane season during that time, so don't freak out. It's okay. But we can do it all there. I mean, yeah, acfs.org for more information. Would love to see you there. It's a whole day dedicated to safety. And I listen, I know that there are some big conferences that go around, the big workshops, but this is normally provided from a standpoint of you knowing exactly what's going on at what we'll deem as an affordable price to everyone in regards to being able to, you know, get the latest and the greatest information-wise in regards to what's happening. So acfs.org if you want to find out some more information. Anyway, so let's get into the shit list right away because I think it's time to do so. The state of Florida is conducting an own independent investigation on Sunday's attempted assassination of Donald Trump. The suspect has been charged on two weapon violations, but Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced that he does not trust the Federal Department of Justice to handle Ross prosecution fairly and transparently, given the ongoing cases against the former president. In particular, DeSantis said there is no federal statute to charge the suspect with attempted murder, but such statutes do exist under Florida state law. The feds could charge the suspect with threatening a former president, but that crime only has a maximum sentence of 5 years. Any state charges and trial wouldn't be seen through until the proceeding against Roth had been fully concluded by the federal level. This is according to NPR. By the way, It needs to be repeated, though, even though the Trumps survived the first assassination attempt by some divine miracle. Corey Coberton was murdered for no reason than him being a supporter of Trump. So there you go. It was a hate crime and one of the worst kinds. I mean, however you want to look at it, it is a hate crime. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about. So if you're looking at some of the NPR stuff, it does not hurt. You know, and there's a lot of questions that I was watching yesterday of people in the media talking about. And I think there's some good questions. How was someone able to get that close to Trump? And listen, I don't care if it was Trump. I don't care if it's Harris. I don't care who it is. But how was somebody with a large rifle able to get that close? This is my rifle. This is my gun. Okay, no, probably shouldn't go into that speech. But you understand what I'm saying. It gets kind of weird. I don't understand how this is happening. So, I don't know. Some things to think about and definitely to talk about because that's what we do around here. Anyways, the U.S. Coast Guard Marine Board of Investigation heard the testimony this week about the implosion of the Titan submersible last year, revealing some new details about the disaster. The Titan sent the last message just about 6 seconds before the destruction, sending a message by text to its mothership that it had just dropped two weights to help it return to the surface. The timing of the message just 90 minutes into the dive suggests that the pilot might have known something was wrong on board. As part of the first day hearings on Monday, the investigation revealed that the video that the Titan's wreckage for the first time, including a section of the submersible tail sitting upright on the ocean floor. It is not particularly surprising development. The board also noted that it used DNA testing to confirm the remains that it found of the implosion matching the five men on board. This is according to CNN. So have you seen these pictures? If you haven't, well, you know how I am. I'm here to help. I'm here to give you some information of the things that are going on, because that's what I do. That's what I do around here. You know, I'm the information gatherer. So I guess let's talk about this in regards of what is going on. Why is this thing giving me an ad all of a sudden? So if you are on the video aspect of this little journey that we do, maybe I could just do it this way. Let me see something here. Nope, it's not going to let me do it that way. Okay, so let's do it this way then. I am going to do some flipper-rippers around here because that's what I do. Some flipper-rippers, and I will move this over, and we will go Titan submersible, and then we're going to go a little publish action. We're going to get a little Tyson ad right there. But here you go. This is what the submersible action looks like. So if you were wondering or had any doubt whatsoever, this is what it looks like with it standing up. This is according to CNN, just so information-wise, in regards to what's going on. And I mean, that structure is standing straight up. And I have a lot of questions about the DNA stuff, but there you go. That's the wreckage that they actually showed. There's my little Publix ad. If you're here in Florida, you know what I'm talking about there. But there you go. I mean, think about it. That's kind of an interesting thing. It's nothing that we've seen before until this point, that's for sure. So let's continue talking. So there's some submersible action. I'm sure we're going to get some more information as the weeks go on, because that's just how it goes around here. So take a listen to this. Your daily fix of coffee does more than give you a boost of energy in the morning. The right amount shows a sign of protecting you against type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. The finding published by the Journal of Clinical Metabolism shows that coffee drinkers have a stronger heart health than those who don't drink it, but only by if they're not overdoing it on caffeine. The study followed by a particular age of 37 to 73 over 12 years and found that people who consumed 200 to 300 milligrams of caffeine a day had a lower risk of heart ailments compared to those who drank less than 100 milligrams. The sweet spot is, let's see, 2 or 3 8-ounce cups of coffee. Coffee drinkers specifically had 50% lower risk of the non-caffeinated consumers who got their caffeine fix via tea, saw 40% in development, and let's say developing heart disease, according to what it said. So I don't know. What are you thinking? Does that make a logical sense to you? Or do you look at it and go, it's probably just somebody selling something. It's okay to say that. I mean, duh. Oh, really? I got no duh going on? My duh just locked up? Oh, man. You know, it sucks when my duh locks up. Because then I can't go, duh.
Duh.
So there you go. Anyways, let's continue talking about some other stuff. So some cocktails of unknown cases. Cases got so bad in a recent Alaska Airlines flight that Kua and Seattle, a flight that not only diverted, but four flight attendants were hospitalized shortly after takeoff last week. All four attendants, ranging in the age of 28 to 59, reported feeling ill, triggered by an unidentified smell on board. Taking no chances, the pilot diverted to Honolulu. Oh, that's not bad. Hey, I'm going to Honolulu instead. Okay, so it's an odd twist. No passenger or pilot reported similar queasiness. The plane ended up making it to Seattle for inspection with no passengers on board. This is according to KITV. So there you go. Yeah, some interesting stuff there. So let's take a look-sir-ook-sir if we can here in regards of some of the information, because why would we not want to find out what exactly is going on? So now you're going to think about this the next time you want to travel of, hey, can my flight get diverted to somewhere else that I wasn't planning on going to in the first place? Because that's the way that it goes. I have to tell you, these things where they lock in the ads now before you can get into anything, man, what a pain in the ass this shit is. Let's not lie here. So let's get into some Good Morning Hawaii in just a moment, because apparently it's going to make me go through the torture chamber of everything that's going on. Oh, look at that. It's giving me everything that I don't want to show you yet. So let's try that again, because that is not what I meant for you to be bothered by. So let's go ahead and do this. Let's take a listen together.
Keeping multiple flight attendants taken to the hospital after experiencing symptoms of nausea and dizziness while on board a flight. It came after reports of an unknown odor on the aircraft. The flight attendants, all women, range in age from 28 to 59 and were all last reported in stable condition. According to Honolulu Emergency Medical Services, no passengers experienced similar symptoms at the time. We have reached out to EMS for more information. We will bring you any updates as soon as they become available.
So this was like breaking news. Hold on. Why is this doing? Why? Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let's get rid of that sound. That's for sure. Hello. Say bye bye. Okay. So yeah, I mean, interesting time for sure as we're talking about this. So there you go. So take a listen to this. Two new tandem bikers walk into a bar. No, this isn't a joke, but this is definitely a setup for something to talk about. Well, no doubt about that. So take a listen to this. The 36-year-old Neil Cox and 25-year-old Jay Antic are nearing the end of their 60-day, 260-mile new journey that they were doing. So let's see. The naturalists decided to embark on the trek to take some of their natural beauty of Southwest England while hitting some shops, bars, and B&Bs along the way. As for how their naked trip has been received, Cox says that people have been overwhelmingly positive. This is according to the New York Post. So think about that. You're hanging out somewhere. I guess I should probably use that term extremely lightly in regards of hanging out somewhere. But you get the drift. And then all of a sudden you have some nudists walk in. You're probably going to have some questions about what the hell's going on with life. No doubt about that. So there you go. I mean, how positive would you be in regards of this going on? So I don't know. I just asked the question because, you know, I always just want answers in regards of what is going on. That is for sure. So would you like to take a little look-see at what the nudists look like? We can do that. I mean, of course, they're going to be covered. So don't worry about that portion. I'm not going to show you anything inappropriate because that would not be the right thing to do. But I can show you some other stuff, that is for sure. So here you go. If you are on the video aspect of it, there is, some stuff going on right there. So here's the nudist riding their bike. And it is a tandem bike. So the man's in the front, the female's in the back, and she has her, we'll say, some bags nicely covering certain areas. So there you go. So I don't know. There's some interesting stuff. I guess, you know, if you're committed to doing something, just do it. That's what it sounds like for sure. So there you go. Yeah. I guess when we do talk about Whip 'em Out Wednesday, it's the perfect time for this to be Wednesday, and we're talking about that. So there you go. The Dow lost about 19 points to close at 41,606 on Tuesday. The S&P gained about 1.5 points to close at 5,634, and the NASDAQ increased by 35 points to close at 17,628. West Texas Intermediate closed at $71 a barrel, and Brent Crude closed at $73 a barrel. The national average gallon, or the national average price of a gallon of gas, was $3.20. And Bitcoin rebounded on Tuesday, trading just around $60,000. There was more than 1,620 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Tuesday, with about 35 such cancellations. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $176 million jackpot, or an $89.4 million cash payout. So there you go. If you want to play the game, it's time to do so. No doubt about that. We're going to talk about this before we get into our main story. Sean Combs, also known as P. Diddy, was arrested in Manhattan on Monday evening and charged with racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking by force, fraud, coercion, and transportation to engage in prostitution. According to the indictment, Combs allegedly lured women with promises of a romantic relationship and then used force, threats, and force and coercion to cause victims to engage in extended sex acts with male prostitutes. Yeah, I did say male prostitutes. The doc also details the items seized during the raids of Combs' two homes that included narcotics and more than 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lubricants, and which were all allegedly used during the Combs' freak-off parties, is what he called them. Three AR-15s were also with scratch serial numbers, and a drum magazine were also found. In the statement after the arrest, Combs' attorney asked for that the individuals please reserve judgment until the details are released. This is according to TMZ. There is a full indictment if you want to go look at it online. During the court hearing on Tuesday, Combs spoke for himself when he was asked and pleaded the three counts of the indictment, saying that he's not guilty. It also came out that during the hearing that little bags of pink powder believed to be ecstasy were found in Combs' hotel room when he was arrested last night, and they are currently being tested. When it came to bail, the judge sided with the prosecutors, who argued that Combs is a flight risk and a danger to society. Prosecutors also stated that the music mogul previously reached out to witnesses and victims. He will be housed in a special housing unit in the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn until next court appearance that is set this afternoon, at which time he will appeal the judge's decision to hold him without bail. Until the unit is separate from the general prison population, this is according to CNN. So I'm sure we're going to hear a lot of shit about this. No doubt about this. No doubt about it. So there you go. Some information for you. It is that time to do our main story. So I think sometimes we need to, talk about everything. And now it's main story time. So we should talk about that. What is going on today? Yeah, I think this thing hates me. A lot of things hate me, but this thing particularly hates me, is what it seems like. So let's do that main story thing.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So let's see. Where do I go? Where do I talk? So where do I start? How do I talk about this? Because there's a lot of stuff that I need to talk about today. There's a lot of stuff that I need to discuss. And I want to make sure that when I say this following stuff, it does not sound insulting, because I have had this conversation previously and people felt insulted. And I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm not being one either. I'm not trying to be one, but I'm not being one either. And let me explain why I'm saying this. So sometimes for the work that you do and the work that I do, things need to be simplified as much as possible. And when I say simplified as much as possible, I'm talking about bringing this down to the lowest common denominator in regards of having a conversation. And I'm talking about saying everything possible to make sure that the other person understands. And sometimes some simplification things are difficult for people. And there is a book that I read a while ago that is called, and bear with me as I talk about this, Speaking from Experience. And the book illustrates solutions to business problems that you face every day. And it's based on some works of a guy that holds a Guinness World Record in regards to the amount of books that are written, which I don't think that that's the important part here. But it is a part that probably needs to be brought up, because if you look up the book and you see who it is, you might go, what the fuck is going on? So I'm just wanting to bring that up. But I'm going to tell you, if you are watching on the video, there's like different segments inside of here. And so like you get into management aspect, and it gives you illustrations and straight breakdowns of information on how to manage it and how to do it and the purpose of how you're getting started. What is the purpose of management? And I mean, it goes in through detailed illustrations on how to do some of this stuff. And I look at it and I want to say, to some extent, I chuckle. And when I say that I chuckle, it's because I think it's so important to go over this. And some people will go, well, that's too simple. I don't know on how to say this, but I think that sometimes we don't break down stuff enough. We don't go into information the way that it should. I look at it and I go,
duh,
that some of this stuff that we talk about is never broken down the way that it should. And we have this barrier to entry, opposed to going, let me give you as much finite detail as possible. So here's what I'm going to tell you. The next time that you think that you have given information that makes sense to others, make sure that you're simplifying it as much as possible. The reason that I bring this up is for the following reason. I am under the impression that the moment you start using acronyms, you start using that somebody else has to have an understanding of X, you are doing you and your organization a disservice. Yes, I did say a disservice in regards to presenting material, in regards of talking about stuff, because the reason behind it is the following. You are allegedly trying to share and disseminate information, and if you're doing it in this particular format, where people have to go look afterwards, you're not helping them. Now, I am a pure believer that if you are talking to someone and they tell you something that you do not understand word-wise, it is time to take a pause for the cause and understand that you need to look up the definition of that word before you move on to the next thing. Mm-hmm. I'm being dead serious as I say that, because it becomes so difficult at times in regards of moving forward without having the understanding of una palabra, that one word that might change everything for you. Now, that's something to think about. Think about the name of the book. It's called Speaking from Experience. I know, when you look it up, you might be shocked.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns, and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm. At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Duh.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Warning, listening to other radio stations could cause testicle shrinkage.
I'm talking truth.
Rated R Safety Show. Whip 'em out Wednesday, 44 minutes past the top of the hour. We are still hanging and banging. Yeah, this is heat. Liam back.
Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Musica. Hey, don't give me that shh. So there you go. Don't give me that. We'd like to thank Liam back for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. It's because of people like you that I get to play some glorious music like this. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the move and the groove of everything that we have going on. No doubt about that. Let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and healing is possible. To find out more information, TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Yep, that's what you have to do. TWLOHA.com. And once you get there, click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you will see all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, just to name a few. So more information, TWLOHA.com. And that will get everything moving and grooving for you. Listen, I tell you all the time, once you look at this information, you might go, hey, this might not be for me, but that is okay. That is okay. Knowledge is power. I always look at it from the standpoint of it is good to have this information on what is going on because you never know when you might need it. So there you go. They always have all kinds of events going on as well. So just information purposes, TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Would love for you to be involved in regards of what the hell they have going on, because it is importante as we are talking. So To Write Love on Her Arms, TWLOHA.com. There you go. Let's continue moving and grooving because there's always time to talk about some stuff that is going on inside of our world because that is what we do around here. If we didn't talk about it, then who else would talk about it? That is for sure. So let's get into some of the other information going on in the world. Do you ever catch yourself scrolling through your phone only to realize that you should be paying more attention to your children? Of course it happens. Well, here's a little something to remember. According to a study, parents who stare at their screens instead of taking care of their kids could be hindering their children's language development. The finding published in the academic journal Frontiers in Development of Psychology showed that parents who use screens more had children who also use screens more. And those children had lower aptitude in grammar and vocabulary. The research was carried out by parents, in Estonia children in the ages between 2.5 and 4. One expert said that the results make sense because the verbal interactions of parents are one of their main ways of the children learn language. And if your kid is on Facebook, that will hinder their language development even more. So there you go. I see now that what I should have done as a parent, when my teen is scrolling through her phone, when she should be talking to me. So maybe that's the stuff to talk about. So there you go. Should we talk about some fat facts? No, seriously, fat facts. How do I talk about this? It goes like this. While no one can deny the effectiveness of the recent wave of weight loss drugs such as Ozempic and Wegovy, the holy grail would still be safe. Effective pills that melt away pounds without the need of injections and invasive procedures. And a new drug called, Amycretin, could be just that. Unveiled at the meeting in the European Association for the Study of Diabetes in Madrid, Amycretin is a once-a-day tablet that mimics two crucial appetite regulation hormones. In trial, participants taking the highest dose of the drug experienced impressive average weight loss of 13.1% overall in 12-week period. To put this in perspective, A 200-pound person could lose about 26 pounds in just 3 months and then gain it all back for Christmas. Okay, maybe they're not the last part, but you get the point. Also, researchers at the University of Michigan say that being a dedicated gym goer might be doing more for your body than burning calories. It could actually make your belly fat healthier. In the study, they found that long-term exercise appears to increase the body ability to store fat effectively, which means that if you do gain weight, your body is more likely to store extra fat in healthier tissues just under the skin rather than more dangerous areas such as around your organs or inside your liver. No kidding. I've been going to the gym for years, and the guys down there are always talking about my healthy gut. I mean, I'm just saying. What do you think? I'm just having a conversation with you. So there you go. Some stuff always going on. Let's get into some other stuff going on real quick. Did you hear about this? Miley Cyrus is being sued for copyright infringement over her song Flowers. Tempo Music Investments claimed that it owns and shares the copyright of Bruno Mars' song When I Was Your Man, which they say was intentionally copied by Cyrus for her hit song. The filing, Tempo says, that the combination and number of similarities between the two recordings show that Flowers would not exist without When I Was Your Man. The company seeking monetary compensation and for Cyrus to be barred for distributing or performing Flowers. Worth noting, Mars is not listed as a plaintiff. This is according to Rolling Stones. If you go out there, because I can't do it, because we're doing the pod and the video, because, you know, I will definitely get the shit locked down. If you listen to When I Was Your Man and Flowers, you will realize that there is a lot of similarities between the two songs. I will tell you about this. A friend of mine told me that I should listen to the Flowers song, and I was already very familiar with When I Was Your Man, which I was like, this is a direct knockoff of this song. And then they had to explain it to me that the song was actually a reply back to it. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about this. Someone may actually be buying Michael Jordan's Chicago mansion. The listing, which has been active for more than a decade, is now considered contingent. No word on who the buyer is that's requesting, though. The 56,000-square-foot features 19 bathrooms, an indoor basketball court, a library, and cigar room. Jordan initially listed it for $29 million in 2012, but soon cut it down to the current asking price of $14.855 million. So there you go. Congratulations if you are the lucky person moving into Jordan's old home. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this? What the hell just happened to my screen here? Wow, I just lost everything, my friend. Everything. I lost it all. Wow, that kind of blew out of proportion there. I don't know what happened. Okay, so with that being said, why don't we do this and bring some John Smalls into our life? I think we're going to be able to bring some John Smalls into our life for us to talk about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute. I am under the assumption that this is going to work, because at this particular point, I am not sure about anything anymore. Yeah, this is what happens when you update computers. Here's some John Smalls.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Barb. There's an anonymous quote that says, "Ships don't sink because of the water around them. Ships sink because of the water that gets in them. Don't let what's happening around you get inside and weigh you down." What a great quote. Have you let life pull you down? I have. I'm not proud of that, but I've done it. I'm also glad that I recognized what I was doing, so I was able to stop. Sometimes we need to dump the water out that gets in our ship. We need to plug the hole that let it in, whether it was social media or the news or a friend who just brings you down. Find the problem, fix the problem, then begin filling your life with positive things until you rise back up to where you really need to be.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. The guests varied from week to week, but we almost never ate Sunday dinner alone. We might scrimp all week, as Mom used to say, but on Sundays we always had a feast. When we couldn't possibly eat another bite, we kids disappeared outdoors while the adults lingered around the table, talking for an hour or two. That's all they did, just talked. At the time, it seemed like such a waste to me. Now I know better. That kind of talking nourishes the soul and reaffirms our place in the world. Lord Jesus, thank you for the good friends who speak into our lives and for fellowship that nourishes our soul. Your holy name, we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel's declining to comment on claims it was behind an attack in Lebanon which saw handheld pagers used by the armed group Hezbollah explode. Officials have ordered a partial evacuation in Russia's Tver region after a major Ukrainian drone attack caused a large fire. Indian-administered Jammu and Kashmir is holding the first of three phases of elections, and Senate Republicans have blocked a bill that would offer new protections for in vitro fertilization.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
John, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
Oh, yes, awful stench, radio, big combination after combination after combination. So there you go. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date as I take a look around. Let's see. Where do we want to go? Let's go to 2022. In a CBS interview, President Joe Biden says that we still have a problem with COVID, but the pandemic is over. Biden's statement comes a week after WHO reported the death from the virus were at the lowest since 2020 when the pandemic started. That happened back in 2022. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, let's see. Luke Mullen turns 23. Patrick Schwarzenegger turns 31. Ronaldo turns 48. Jason Sudeikis turns 49. James Madison turns 51. So does Tawanda Braxton. Lance Armstrong turns 53. Jada Pinkett Smith turns 53. Holly Robinson, 60. Ben Carson, 73. And Scotty Bowen turns 91. Scotty at 91? Okay, there you go. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, there is a plethora of those. It is U.S. Air Force Day, National Cheeseburger Day, Read an E-Book Day, National First Love Day, World Water Monitoring Day, National Respect Day. Let's see. Rice Krispie Street Day, National Day of Civic Hacking, World Bamboo Day, National Ceiling Fan Day, and Hug Greeting Card Writer Day. So there you go. Some stuff to think about if you're wanting to think about those things. If you need a random joke for today, I have one of those for you as well. Live so that you wouldn't be ashamed to sell your family's parrot to a town gossip. That's a joke, I guess. If you need a, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is the goofiest thing you've ever heard said in a meeting? I don't think I could say it. So there you go. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Just over 60% of people have done this in the last 6 months. What is it? Chewed gum. There you go. So that's it. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I will be going over to RadioBig.fm for us to talk about the world of safety, the world of music and entertainment. If you want to go ahead and hang out with me at RadioBig.fm. If not, you can hang out here on Safety FM and talk to Sheldon Primus about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. So that's going to sum it up. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Life imitates art far more than art imitates life. So think about it in that fashion. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
No visa, I run in my bag, be like running hyenas, I need ya. No, I don't know either, I'm standing beneath.